You are a busy parent and you have fitness struggles, nutrition struggles. You're tackling parenting children, sometimes small children. You're tackling your career, making sure you take steps there. And now you're adopting new fitness and nutrition habits. I feel you. This is Chris with Iron Hero CrossFit and welcome to the Iron Hero Fitcast. So as it turns out, I am that guy. I suppose the new, quote unquote, new part of fitness and nutrition habits are not really a thing for me, but I am the guy who's tackling a career, who's got small children trying to parent. And I have my own goals that I'm aiming for. So for me, my experience that I see in myself and that I see in the parents that I interact with, it really boils down to two main things. I can't speak for everybody, but it seems to be pretty consistent, is that it's a time management thing and it's a consistency thing. That seems to spread a lot of the width and breadth of the parents that I talk to that are really trying to take positive steps for themselves. If we break this down even further, we can list sort of a handful of things, and I don't know, you guys tell me, is this stuff that you're dealing with? First, a lack of time thing. Of course, you have your children and their school and their school activities. You have your household responsibilities and maybe the furnace went out. You need to get that taken care of, or there's plumbing stuff going on. You have your career and the amount of time that you have to allocate to that to continue to move up, you know, and experience growth there. You're cooking at home, or maybe you're not cooking, but maybe you're cooking at home and you're planning that stuff. You're working out or you're trying to. You name it. You have all these things that you're trying to work to. Second, you have really no energy or very little energy to speak of by the end of the day. This one is pretty straightforward. The amount of mental bandwidth that it takes to do all these things, not to mention the physical side, it's a lot. Third, there's a certain unpredictability in schedules. Now, granted, my kids are both less than six, and so we've been running into some of that stuff about probably just as much as anybody, but minus the sports. But kids and parents get sick. Everybody, like when one person gets sick, it's pretty much the whole family. Work meetings run late. You have unexpected obligations that, you know, disrupt routines, and consistency becomes really difficult when you factor all this stuff in. Fourth one, and this is no small thing, is guilt. Guilt is probably one of the primary reasons that I don't spend extra time away from my family on the weekends. There's certainly things I'd like to do, but as far as priorities go, my family is up there, like even beyond some of the stuff I really enjoy doing. And I don't feel bad that I spend time with my family. Like that's important to me. It's also, as far as our gym is concerned, it's also the reason we don't open on Sundays. If we were open on Sundays, I'm sure people would want to come in on Sundays. And this is a way for us to control the narrative a little bit and say, hey, you need to take a rest day. It also gives you time with the other parts of your life that, you know, that you may want to spend some time with. Fifth, lack of support. Sometimes, and this does happen, sometimes you're the only person in the household that has this focus. You want to be healthy. You want to lose weight or lose body fat. You want to get stronger and improve your fitness. And other people in your family just don't get it. They're happy where they are. At least it's tolerable where they are, and they have no aspirations to take those steps. Sixth, decision fatigue. Decision fatigue is a very real thing. You make decisions all day. And if you throw meals and workouts and all these other new habits on top of it, well, it's a lot. Let's call it what it is. So the solutions, or at least some of the solutions, and now you don't necessarily need to do all of these, but you certainly could. I think the easiest way to do it is to find the one thing that's so easy and so simple that you have no reason not to do it and do that. But for me, five things came to mind that can help out with some of these problems, and some of these solutions actually work for multiple problems. First, focus on time-efficient workouts. Now, I'm a believer that you're probably not as busy as you think you are. But in the event that you are, sometimes doing things that are super time efficient, that just eliminates the excuses for doing them in the first place. Maybe you don't drive to the gym because you don't need 2 hours to get a solid and effective workout in. Maybe it's a 30-minute session or a 20-minute session, or maybe you do an 8-minute sprint of burpees or something like that. You have a stress, in this case, a workout stress, which is your input, and then you have the output, which is improved fitness. And one tick on the, say, voting, right, the chalkboard that you want to become such and such a person, is another vote for that person. So sometimes making things time efficient is super important. Second, keeping meals simple and planning them out ahead of time. While, members at Iron Hero probably know this, the crock pot is the bane of my existence. For me, most everything kind of tastes the same, and there's exceptions, but most everything kind of tastes the same to me. And I'll eat it, and I'm appreciative of it. And I also know there's a major utility for someone who has very little time to cook and prep and stuff at night, but you spend 10 minutes in the morning throwing a bunch of stuff in there and let it cook through the whole day. I think there's a lot of utility in something like that. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe creating some easy frozen snacks or meals that you can just throw into a baggie and take with you, warm up and eat. Maybe making sure your house is filled with the easy, simple, healthy things that you don't feel bad about going and grabbing and eating when you're hungry and at home. There's lots of options out there. And, you know, certainly if you want a more comprehensive list, you can send me an email and maybe we turn this into another little podcast. Third, habit stacking. There's a lot of different ways to do this. And I have a whole bunch of examples for you, and I encourage you to come up with your own. So things like brewing your morning coffee, like that stuff happens automatically. Well, what if that was while that was brewing, you were doing some squats and push-ups, just back and forth, just so you're active doing something. It's not a formal workout, but hey, you're doing something and you're taking the initiative. Maybe you and your family get outside. Well, maybe you go outside and take a walk with your family after dinner. It helps you digest and it gets your kids exposed to exercise and doing things with the family. If you're someone who sits and watches TV at night just to kind of wind down, well, maybe that's time for doing some stretching or a short little 5-minute bodyweight workout. If you're supervising your kids at the park, you're already there, right? That's already a habit. What if you did some exercise there? What if you did some walking lunges around the park? You look silly. I look silly when I do stuff like that, but ultimately that really doesn't matter. I don't have to answer to any other parents there. I'm doing something for me while I'm also doing something for my kids. Maybe when you go to the grocery store or you go to work, you do that stuff anyway, or at least you should do that stuff anyway. Maybe you park farther away. Maybe you did some extra steps in there. Again, back to the coffee. You drink coffee. I'm a fan of using like a flavorless collagen protein and throwing it in my coffee. It changes the taste not at all. And the protein, I mean, the coffee's not hot enough to denature the protein. And so you get some extra protein that way. You're packing your kids' lunch anyway. Why don't you pack your own stuff? You know, maybe while your coffee's brewing, you drink a glass of water as well. I mean, that's a good way to start and probably the way you should start before you start drinking your coffee. You eat anyway, right? I mean, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And so what if you focus on your fruits, veggies, and proteins before you ever worry about your carbohydrates? That might be a good one for you too. And there's millions of other options, I'm sure of it. Fourth, accountability and support. You can find a training partner, find somebody else who's kind of in a similar headspace, in a similar time of life, and you guys can work together to support each other. You could find a personal trainer. I know some good ones. I might be biased, but I know some good ones, and they may or may not be in our gym. You could find a CrossFit class. Again, I know a good one. Fifth, this is probably not going to be a favorite, but working out at odd hours. If you are, in fact, as busy as you thought you were, and you did a time audit to make sure of that, maybe it's an early morning thing, getting up 30 minutes earlier and doing something quick at home. Maybe it's a midday thing, so rather than going out to lunch with your peers, you pack something that you can eat before or after lunch, and you go to the gym and do a workout, change, come back, and eat your lunch while you're working. There's other questions there too, but at least in terms of habit adoption in regards to your health and fitness, that is probably not a bad way to go. Maybe it's after the kids go to bed. Now, if you're going to argue that, yeah, it's before bed and you'll get yourself all wound up and everything like that, maybe if it affects your sleep, then yeah, maybe that may not be the best use of your time if you are wired. But for me, it's really never been an issue. Like, I can work out before bed and go to sleep, and, you know, does quality of sleep get affected? You know, maybe, perhaps, but ultimately, if you're getting the 7 to 8 hours and it's uninterrupted and it's decent sleep, it's probably okay. If you're going to prioritize yourself, if you're going to set the example for your kids and make massive changes in your own life, you're going to be presented with a lot of challenges. There's no getting around it, and there are no ideal times. Just know that it is doable, and that there's somebody out there with similar circumstances as you that is doing it right now. Nobody said it was easy, but there are strategies that you can use to get there. And hopefully some of these give you at least a step or two in the right direction, or at least a look in that direction. If you need more guidance, you can send me an email at chris@ironherocrossfit.com, or you can just reach out to us at ironherocrossfit.com. And hopefully this does something for you. We'll talk to you in the next one.